Okay, today's daf is Pesachim daf Nun Aleph, here the second daf here in Perek Markam Shenagu, and a number of the topics that we will talk about are the concepts of Minhag, as we know this Perek is about, and today we'll talk about Minhag HaMakom, specifically relating to the stories that come up here on the daf. So the Gemara here quotes three different stories. Gufa, we'll start with the middle. Dvarim HaMutar Ma'achem Nagu Behem Isser. If there are dvarim hamutarim and the minhag is le'esar, even though maker then it's mutar, one is not allowed to go and be matarit, because once they've been doing an isser, they've been doing an isser. So we'll have to talk about that at some point. Is that midin neder? You know, what kind of power does that come from when somebody is knowing an isser? Amar chizda b'kusay askidan, or b'chizda says that's only by the kusim who are not going to take the psak seriously, and they'll run with it, and there'll be a slippery slope. That's where you cannot be matir. Mashba for regular Jews, then one can come out and be matir a dover shenoa yisser. So the Gemara says, "Ukuli almalo." What for the rest of the world is that true? That you just come out with a heter vatanya? But we have three different cases. The Tosefta says, "Rochasin." Well, we'll see soon. The Tosefta, "Rochasin shneachin geechad." Two brothers are allowed to take a shower together. Ve'ein rochasin shneachin bekavol. But in kavol, they're not. So meikar adin, they're allowed to, because we're not choshish for pritzus. Rashi says, "Ein kan mishum pritzus." The name of Mitoche Mitsuyin Yachad. V'yachshav Rona Rumin says Nosin Ayn Ish Ba'achil Mishkav Zachar. We don't assume that this is going to lead to Mishkav Zachar. But in Kavol, they were knowing not to. Well, Ma'aseh Yehuda VeHillel Banav Shor BeGamliel. One time, the two sons of Hillel came. V'rachzu Shneim Ke'echad BeKavol. They went into the shower at the same time. V'laz Alein Kol Medina. And the whole Medina heard about it, and they were loways, and they started mocking and scoffing. Amru Mi'amena La'rinu Kach. They said, we never saw such inappropriate behavior in our lives. These sons of Rabbi Gamliel. V'nishman Hillel, v'yosla beit achitzon, Hillel went out, and he heard, obviously they heard about it, and they heard this la'az, even while they were in there, v'lo ratzalom mutarnatem. And he went on to tell them, what do you mean? It's mutter maker adin. So one second. If you say the davar hamutter and achrim nogu and isser, you're not allowed to tell them except only by kutai, but by everyone else you can. So why didn't they announce that to them here, that what they were doing was really mutter, and they were just being the people for Kavod were just being machmir? Or number two, yotze kurd kison b'shabes ven yosim b'kurd kison b'shabes b'biri. You're allowed to go out with kurd kison, some type of loose shoes on Shabbos, because we're not choshes that they are going to come off. Rashi says, "Rechavim v'lo chashin atomim mishtalfi." We're not worried that you're going to take it off. Asi lasuyinu arba amos, that you're going to carry it for amos. Vein derech b'nei biri latzeis b'kurd kison shein nogim emisser. The people of Biri were knowing an isser. U'maisa b'hudu v'hilo b'nav shor b'gamliel. Same two people. I guess they always fell into these stories. She yatsa b'kurd kison b'shabbos b'biri v'lo azaleim amedina. Again, they were lowies on them. V'amrum yamina l'arinu kach v'shamtum v'nasum l'avdeim. They took them off, they gave them to their avadim. V'lo ratzalom amutarmatem. And again, they didn't want to tell them that it's mutter. Why not? Why not? If you're allowed to tell them, then what's the difference? And number three, Yoshan al-Safsali Nachrim B'Shav, certain types of stools that the non-Jews used to sit on when they used to sell their wares in the shuk. Jews are allowed to sit on Shabbos. We're not worried, choshes, that people are going to think that I'm doing business on Shabbos also. Ve'in on Yoshan al-Safsali Nachrim B'Shav is ba'akko, but not in akko. U'maisa b'Reb Shimon B'Gamliel, a different person. She Yoshav al-Safsali Nachrim B'Shav is ba'akko. V'lo azalav kol Medina. And the Medina got upset. V'amru mi'amino l'reinu kach lishvar agave karka. V'lo ratzalom alem mitaranatem. In all three cases, so the people stopped being involved instead of telling them that it's mutter. So, what do you mean? I thought according to Rav Chizda, the only time that you don't tell them is by people who you think are going to take advantage, like the kusim. But normally you would. Answer, b'nei Medina sayam nami, in all these places, in Biri and in Kavol and elsewhere, they're similar to the kusim. We'll treat them like the kusim because we don't know whether they're going to take the psak seriously. The word just ends off. Why do we need all three? What's the issue by all three? By Safsali Nachrim, it's Mechzi Kamekach Umemkar. It appears you're doing business. Kur the Kison, we're worried that you might take it off. But what about the Rechitza? So we said that issue is an extension of Baal Achosa. Okay, so this is the story. So there is a question that's asked by all the Rishonim, and that is, didn't our Mishnah say that you have to do like Minhag HaMakom? Right, what did the Mishnah say? This parak is Makam Shenagu. The Mishnah says, HaHolif mi Makam She'osin la Makam She'ein Osin, or Makam She'ein Osin la Makam She'osin, you have to take off the chumras. Take on the chumras of where you came to, and the chumras of where you are came from. So what's going on here? So why didn't they, the sons of Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, why didn't they act as the Minak HaMakom She'halach L'sham? Right? How did that work? And again, the idea of Minak HaMakom has to do with Prishim and Atzibur. Remember, the Rambam has very strong lashon a number of times, but I'll just read you one of them. Right? The Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Shuvah Halacha Yud Aleph says we have to always be part of the Tzibur. When the Tzibur is in pain, and when the Tzibur is davening for something, and when the Tzibur is acting in a certain way. Right? That's the Rambam in Gimel Yud Aleph. HaPorish Midarki Tzibur. If somebody is Porish from the Darki Tzibur, Ava Bishalo Avar Averos, Ela Nivdal Me'adas Yisrael, Ve'ena Ose Mitzvos Bichlalon. You don't do any Aveira, but you just separate from the congregation. You don't do mitzvahs with them. You're not nichnas in their tzara. And if everybody decides to fast, right? No chelak olam haba, because olam haba is also for Klal Yisrael, for the members of Klal Yisrael. And if you don't take part, then you lose that. You lose that chelik. But either way, it's very it's crucial, right? That's the halacha of being of not being parish from Atzibur and the Minag HaMakom. So how exactly did these Tanoim, right, did they do their own thing and not do the Minag HaMakom? So four suggestions given in the Rishonim. If you look in the Melchamos and if you look in Rabbeinu David, they both say it here. The Melchamos says, Rabbeinu David says, these were Minhage Ta'us. Minhagi tos. By a regular minhag, you're right, there's a concept of minhag amakom, but there's a concept of a mistaken minhag. If there's a mistaken minhag, if there's no reason that this should be a minhag, so they were allowed to go against it, bitsina. That is what the Milchama says here. I'll read it first. V'chein ma sha'amar b'davar she minhago b'taus she matirin oso b'fneim b'chol inyan E'efshar shebnei kavul ubiri va'ako toen be'isr shenasalf galam kilu gzeira shloman adin. Right, so he has that possibility. And Rabbeinu David likes this. Rabbeinu David quotes all the other pshatim also. But at the end, we'll do that one first. Rabbeinu David says that's the pshat that he thinks is correct. V'tikin inyan kachu, very important lashon. This is the inyan. She'ein kol haminhagim shavim, says the Rabbeinu David. Not every minhag has the same power. Kamosha Amar B'Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Yerushalmi right here in our parak, called Davar She'enon Yodeya Boshehu Mutter, V'hu Toa Be'Isser, Nishalu Matirin Lo. If somebody thinks, does not know that it's Mutter, and he's Toa to think that it's Aser, Nishalu Matirin Lo. So then he could be Nishal, and he can ask about it. And he could get it matir by the Rav. If you know it's mutter, noeg iser anyway, nishal ve'ein matirin lo. L'manu mizeh, she'ein hanoeg iser b'ta'us, v'hanoeg iser l'hachmer al atzmo shavin. Right? Somebody who knows that it's us mutter and it's machmer, and somebody who doesn't, it's different. She'anoeg iser b'ta'us, v'nishal matirin lo, av'bishu b'nei b'nei b'dino, mikosoy de'misarchi milsa. If somebody knows does not know that it's a toast. He's machmir, so then even if he's from the Kusam, we're going to be matirat for him, because it's a minak toast. If he's asking about it, then obviously he's taking it seriously. But either way, this is the suggestion of Rabbeinu David. This is the Melchamos, and they go through each one, how they thought that each one was b'toas, right? They thought it was nechlal in a real isser, but it really wasn't nechlal in a real isser. Rabbeinu David says, "Ubraisa derochas et shnei achim keechad kulahi minag b'toas." That whole braisa was a minag b'toas. That whole halacha of two brothers not being able to shower at the same time—that's a toast. Shoya yodim shu mutter. They didn't realize it was mutter. Shaya choshvim sheish ligzor shnei achim mishum balachoso. They thought the rabbanon also included this, just like it says balachoso, you can't be shower with. So to the two brothers. And what about the shoes, the loose shoes? They also felt that should be a gzeira ve'enokain. Shechem lo gazru b'shneachem klum, b'chein lo gazru d'ma m'shalfa m'chavyei, ela b'tachshit. They were only gozer on something loose. All those cases in Masechah Shabbos was by a piece of jewelry. V'lo b'dav v'shu mishem malbush, not a piece of clothing. Piece of clothing, we're not gozer. We don't think people are going to take off their clothing. Kedisa b'Shabbos. And what about the third case? V'chein nami tov, b'masha asu leishav al safsali goyim. The case of sitting on these stools of non-Jews. D'lo gazrina b'kiyai gavni mishem d'mechzi k'mechach u'memkar. The Rabbanan didn't make this gzera. Right, so we're going to extend it. Umayachar sheyem minag betos haya bedin lahatiro lahem ella shahayu bnei amedina v'abam shemin azar midab b'chulu. It continues why they did it, but either way, the answer to our question is that by a minag betos. So then, we would say that you do not have to follow that custom. So again, one has to be a big posek to know what is a minag betos and what is not a minag betos. Tosfos quotes this distinction not to explain our Gemara, but to explain Rebbe and Beit Sha'an. Right? Tosfos, Tema, Im Kain, if it's true that if there is a minhag that people are machmir, you're not allowed to be matir in front of them. So how did Rebbe matir in Beit Sha'an, the first parak in Chulin Daf Vav, the Tiretz, Rabbeinu Nisim, b'Megillah Starim, Tahai Dvarim, Hamutarim, Achem Nogu and Isser, Hainu sheyodim shehein mutarim beim rotzim lachmar latzman. Aval dvarim shenogim achmas taus shesvurim shehu aser vehu mutar yachol hatir b'fnehem. V'chein b'ashra v'hed yirushalmi. And he quotes the Yerushalmi, but again, the Yerushalmi, Rabbeinu David, the Rabban used to explain our Gemara, and Tosfos is using it to explain the Gemara in Chulin. That is pshat number one. Rabbeinu David's lashon, just when we have it open, is an important lashon. He says, if you know it's a chumrah, so then it is allowed. That's not a tawus. And he has the lashon of the Ramban, so to speak. Aval ha-yodea shehu mutter, v'hu noig bo iser, aval b'shebala fanina lahatir lo, ain matirin lo. You're not matirin if you always knew it was a chumrah. Shaharei kibel al atzmo linog iser b'davar zeh. He was makabel. V'udomer l'noder b'davar shal mitzvah. Sher kidesh atzmo b'mutter lo. Right, well, the Rabbah talks about it at the beginning of Kedoshim. La'asos geder la'atzmo. Shleyev l'ezer Torah. So if you're knowing a chumr, that gets into issues of the chumr, could be turned into a neder. And then, you know, it's a little more trickier to be matir. But, you know, the first answer is that this minhag that they were doing was tos. Number one. Number two, the rush in Siman Gimel, and the re here quoted in Tosfos, said, well, it depends who developed the minhag? If you look in the Rush says here in the fourth parak, the Rush says, let's just find it. Says the Rush, what's the difference between this minhag? This is the Rush here in Siman Gimel. Tzarach lomar sheyesh chiluk b'minhagim demasnisan ayri b'minhag chashuv shenagu b'nei hamakom al pi tamar chacham v'tamar chacham noag imoim. Who made the minhag? Did the tamar chacham make the minhag and he told the tzibur this is what is needed to be done? So then that's a minhag that wants to be followed. Aval minhag garua shal b'nei hamedina shenagu me'atzmam. Not a mistake. They know it's a chumrah. But still, so then that's not a minag mutter lahatir and shalom bifnehem. So that can be matir shalom bifnehem. And they can act in that way to be able to go against, so to speak, that minhag, because it wasn't developed by a Talmud Chacham. It's not nechshav as a minhag chashuv. Again, chilukim between minhagim. And this is what the recodes in our Tosfos also. To answer the question, Mim Tomar Tosfos says, Mashma dafka mi b'nei amedino b'kusoi eina rashay lahatir al b'fnei chachamim o shalo b'fnei amutter v'yamayatan. You take on the chumris v'yomayri demastisan ayri b'minak chashuv shenigo p'itam chacham v'acham ayri b'shenogo b'nei amedino me'atzman. Again, the second yisod, all of these so far, both of the answers are yesh min hagim v'yesh min hagim. Well, number one was, were noagit bisam mitam chumra or mitam tos? This is saying, who made the minhag? But again, both are reflected in the language of Rabbeinu David, ein kol minhagim shavim. If you look in the Balamar, if you look in the Rashba quoted in Tosfos here, maybe the difference is, daito lachsa or not. The Rashba omer, de lo kasha mi masnisan, de Rav Ashi, de muki masnisan, be ein daito lachsa. Right, when do you have to take upon yourselves the chumras hamakom shehalach l'sham that you've come? Only by daito lachsar. That's where you have to take upon himself the minhagim of where you are coming to. But if you have plans to go back, you do not. So all these stories, they have plans to go back. So then it is not a situation where they have to take upon the minhag. Rabbeinu David asked a number of questions on this day. We'll mention two. So number one, what does it mean lo ratzu lahatir lahem? Right, if the Anshi Minhag HaMakom really had an Isser on them, so then, and I was just not keeping it, so what do you mean he wanted to be Matir? You can't be Matir it in that case. Says the Ode, says the Rabbeinu David, Midamirav lo ratza lomar lohem mutar matem, ashba sh'av heim atzma mutar heim, and adin, elash lo ratza lomar lohem, sounds like from that Lashon is that really it's Mutar, they just don't want to tell them. But that's not, according to this pshat, that they had the Isser, and now that they're going to go back, and that's why they didn't have that, doesn't, why would they tell them that it's Mutter? It's not Mutter. Number one. Number two, and a more fundamental question, according to this pshat, and Tosfos also deals with this, we're saying the Mishnah, that you have to take upon yourself the Chumra Makom Shehalach L'Sham, that's only in a case where you don't have plans to go back. And when you have plans to go back, then you only have to keep the Minhag HaMakom that you came from. So there's never a case where you have to keep both. Right? Depends on Daito Laksa or ain't Daito Laksa. How do you read the Mishnah? Vod Kasha. Masha Shaninu b'Mishnah Seinu. Nosal of Chumri Malkam Shiyatsam Yisham. Chumri Malkam Shalak Lasham. Lefi Masha Amru Lefaneinu. Rabba Barbachana Daito Laksa Haya. Im Nomar Shemishnah Seinu b'Sha Daito Laksa. Chumri Malkam Shiyatsam Yisham. Nosal alav. Avalo Chumri Malkam Shalak Lasham. Right, if you're going back, then you don't take the chumis from where you are. And if it's ein daito lachzar, then chumim makam shalach l'sham nosa love avalo chumim makam shalach l'sham. And therefore, the Mishnah sounds like from the Mishnah that it's a situation where they don't have both chumers. So what the Mishnah is what's called it studin, right? It's just it doesn't really mean one case. So Tosfos points this out. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, when Rabbi Bar Chana gave this suggestion in our Gemara. So Tosfos points out that that's a little difficult how to read the Mishnah. Ksas kasha, da hashla sadik tani. V'chumri makam sheyatsim isham b'sha daito lachzer. V'chumri makam sheyatsim isham b'sha ein daito lachzer. So Tosfos points out that point here, and in Chulin as well. Yeah, and according to this, the yesod of the Mishnah is just telling us that you go by where you are planning to be. There is another way to read the Mishnah without having to say that. Even though Rabbi Rachana gave this suggestion, it can read it in a more limited way. Tosfos and Chulin there on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Tosfos says maybe you can read the Mishnah as saying this is only if you're switching lands. Chutz La'aretz Eretz Yisrael. That's where you makes a difference. You go by where you are. But if it's within a land, maybe that's where the Mishnah says you have to take upon yourselves both chumers. The Ein Lachush B'Maytektani L'Stadin, that was the first day, and the Tosfos Zinami, Masha Mechalik B'in Daito Lachzor, L'Shein Daito Lachzor, Hanimili Mi'Bavel Eretz Yisrael, Mi'Eretz Yisrael Abavel, V'Chulu, Shaholchem Achar Mokom Shadaito Lishar Sham, Avel Mi'Bavel Abayavel, U'Mi Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Nosra Lav Chumri Mokom Shatsim Yisham, Chumri Mokom Shalach L'Sham, B'in Daito Lachzor, B'in Ein Daito Lachzor. If you're within the same land, so then you have to take upon yourselves both Chumers. That's Tosfos's Chiluk. That's another way of reading the Gemara. Or the Ramban says, maybe the Gemara is talking about Minhagim instituted based on the fact that there's a Machlokas HaPoskim. It's unclear what a Poskim like. So then, the people decide to be Machmer like one sheet does. That's a Minhag that you only go by where you are. Right, you go by where you are. The Mishnah's talking about a case where people were makabel chumers, which need to be kept, not because of machlokas aposkim, right? Just everybody there were makabel a certain chumra. So that's something that would have to be kept everywhere. Okay, they try to answer this question differently. But there is one other suggestion to answer our Gemara. Again, how could all of these great rabbis in our Gemara not do the minhag HaMakom? That's the question. So number one, maybe it was a minhag tos. Number two, maybe it wasn't developed by Tamei Chachamim, and therefore it's not nechshav as a minhag chashav. Number three, maybe daito lachzer. Number four, the Ran. They didn't know. They didn't know what the minhag HaMakom was. Maybe that's the pashas had what it sounds like from this Gemara. They didn't know. Had they known, they would have followed their practice. They would have followed the practice of the place. The problem with this is then what's the Gemara's proof of lo ratzu lahatiram b'fnehem. They didn't want to, right? They would have practiced the Isser themselves. They would have done the Isser themselves. Forget the fact of not mottering it for the people that were there. They would have practiced the Isser themselves. So that is, again, a problem that the Rishonim have with this suggestion. But again, this is what the Ran says at the beginning of the parak. One of the suggestions that he has among the others. Okay, one final point maybe two if there's time, Rav Ovadia has a tshuva where if there is a family that moves to Eretz Yisrael and they have certain minhagim from Chutz La'aretz, do they have to keep those minhagim or are they, could they change to all minhagim Eretz Yisrael? That's in the 12th tshuva in Yechav Adas, Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis. He has this question specifically about chametz. Kigon shelo lechol orez v'kitniyos v'pesach. In Chutz La'aretz, they did not eat rice or kitniyos on Pesach. Vishal Shamish beklays chuches shal chametz or glass. The chayotzi bazev amamshichem inagam melagam beretz Yisrael. Ha'im b'neim. So the fathers, the people who moved, were keeping the minhag because that's what they've always done all their lives. What about their children? Ha'im b'neim rashon lo hakel b'dvar meila kidas maran v'goonei sfarad. Could their children follow the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, or do they have to keep the chumers of their fathers? So he goes through this tshuva and he quotes from many achronim that the whole idea of minhag makom shahalach misham only applies if the whole land kept that. The whole b'nei ha'ir. But if only certain families kept that, that doesn't even have the status of the minhag makom, and therefore it doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be quoted. Number one. Number two, the idea of continuing the minhag avosav is only where once they became b'nei das, they kept it willingly, knowing that it was a chumrah. But in the case, if the son didn't, that the son doesn't have to. And therefore, for those two reasons, he is makel to say that you could go by the toshavim of Eretz Yisrael, and he quotes many that follow. Lefichach yoser nachon shabanim yinhagu kedas maran ukeminag Eretz Yisrael kimitzion teitzei Torah udvar Hashem mi Rushalayim. Ela shesada yoser, you want to be safe, shabanim yasu hatara al yidei she'elas chacham al haminag lahachmer. Do hatara sadarim. They can do. But again, if it's just certain mishpachos, they don't have to. Okay, I guess we'll stop here with Hashem. We'll continue next time with another topic.